Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Special Olympics Virginia, our focus this morning, and we have a full house and a lot to cover, and just it's going to be a great hour. Rick Jeffrey, the Special Olympics Virginia president, is with us again this morning. Tim Doyle with Area 11 here. Matt Doyle, Special Olympics athlete here. And First Sergeant Daryl English with the Stafford Sheriff's Office here this morning. And also, not here to talk, but just to observe and offer some encouragement, we also have Sheriff Decatur here this morning. So, all of you, good to have you all here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Matt, I said before we got started, I think if I were to go through a list of all the guests over all the years, you have been here one of the most, my friend. You are a welcome and a frequent guest of this show.
Yes, I am, Ted.
So we're always good to have you guys here this morning. Rick, when I last saw you, we were up at was it Colonial Forge? Was the high school for the basketball championships that Friday night, the opening Friday night, and what a great night. Every year you walk away from that and it's an exciting thing, and if people don't attend something like that, if they weren't able to this year, they ought to think about it and mark it down for next year.
Well, it was great for you to be there, Ted, and we'll give a shout out to the Geico people as we start out here, because the Geico people really do the All-Star Friday night, which is at Colonial Forge, which is a unified basketball game, which is two teams made up of half Special Olympic athletes and half Geico associates. It's really great, fun piece. Sheriff Decatur's here. That was great because Sheriff Decatur helped to escort the torch, and we had an expressive display of dancing with the torch lighting that really occurred. That David Decatur, the great sheriff here in Stafford, was involved with. But Ted, thank you. You know, every time we schedule one of these, we have inclement weather.
We have
hurricanes or snowstorms or blizzards or something. And it was a beautiful drive up 95 from Richmond this morning to come here. So I appreciate you having us on, and we can talk a little bit about summer games, about law enforcement torch run, because I'm the least important person here this morning. This is great because we got a full house. We got the sheriff, we got the sergeant, we got the Doyles. We got the backbone of the local program here in Area 11, which one of the strongest, if not the strongest program in the state, programmatically and really how they run their operation. And then you got really, really the Stafford Sheriffs for years have been one of the great supporters of the law enforcement torch run and our Special Olympic athletes and the Special Star Force, which is a cadet corps for intellectual disabled young people that the Stafford Sheriff started probably 10 years ago. And it's all really, really great. So we got a lot of great stuff to talk about. So thanks for having us on.
Good to have you here. And it's always good to talk about this. Let's talk about, first of all, Special Star Force, because, Matt, you've been a part of that. That's been an important thing for you.
Yeah, it has been a part. It's a nice program that David did a great job with it. But it was, you know, for me as a captain, I always set an example to all my cadets and my advisors. So I lead a very good example. What we do is we discuss all kinds of law enforcement stuff, what they did to protect us and in our community. So we do really well with our covered cruisers and with money, and to do well with the Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch. And not only we talk about summer games, but I'm also the member of the Law Enforcement Torch Run Council throughout the state as well.
Oh, okay. And we're going to talk about that as we go along this morning. Daryl, you're close with the Dolls, but you and Matt are inseparable at times.
Yeah.
And I know Matt's been a great encouragement and a big help to the Stafford Sheriff's Office.
Yes. Speaking about the Special Stars, this will be our 10-year anniversary coming up in October. So, and Matt was in the initial one, and we have probably about, 10 maybe that still initially that started with us, is still with us for 10 years. So we're going to try to do a big celebration in that in October to try to kick that off, letting them know it's been 10 years.
We'll have to do a special show on that,
yeah,
just
it was
because
great.
That
yeah.
has been, that program is so unique.
Yeah. Well, it's the only one of its kind in the country that we know of, and I think it's really a tribute to – you know, I was there the night that they – You know, it was Judge Braxton, who's now retired, Harrison Braxton, swore him in an official ceremony at the courtroom. It was just it was really, really great. So it was a really official thing. But, you know, Daryl's been involved in that from the start, and Steve Carey's involved in that from the start, too. And I know these guys over the years have told me much the way that about unified sports this morning, too, Ted, but much in the way that the unified teammates or the non-disabled teammates on the team activities in unified sports tell us, Steve Carey and Daryl have told us for years that the real effect that the Star Force has is on the officers more so actually than the athletes, that it has actually given them some insight into the population, some training into the population. You know, law enforcement, and Daryl and David Decatur can speak to this, doesn't have a huge amount of training in dealing with special needs populations, but you deal with special needs populations all the time, whether it be in the community or whether it be in the protect aspect of your job. And so it's been able to provide probably some really good insight into the population. And I know that Steve Carey and Daryl always say how much more of effect it has on them than it actually has on the special Olympic athletes, because it provides an insight into a population that they don't have much contact with.
Boy, and Daryl, I know you've said it, and more so than it, law enforcement in this community is so involved with Special Olympics,
yeah,
and
it's
terrific to see everybody is involved. But you guys more so just because of this, you really understand it and have a connection with the kids more than I've ever seen.
Right, because we get them to come to the office and interact with our deputies and things like that. And like I said, Matt, he rides with the sheriff on National Night Out and other different events that we've had. He's been involved with. So yeah. It's been an asset to the department.
Boy, and the first time was a couple of years ago. The first time I went to the opening basketball ceremonies in Stafford, and saw it when I saw them all come out in their uniform and walking out with you guys, and you got a sense of just the pride and on both sides.
Right, because they're part of us. That's what we want them to be, part of us. So yeah.
It's kind of exciting, Rick, to see law enforcement statewide involved like it is. But boy, around here, we'll talk about the torch run as we go along this morning. That's a big thing. But everybody does fundraisers and is really involved with Special Olympics.
You got these guys in Stafford. You got the Dave Nine, the guys in Fredericksburg. You got the guys down the road in Caroline with Tony Lippa. You got Steve Dempsey, who's listening this morning. Hello, Sheriff Dempsey out there in King George. You got all these guys from the community, Spotsylvania Group, and you got all these guys and ladies that are raising money and creating awareness. And we were with them all yesterday, Ted. You talk about statewide. We had the kickoff in Richmond yesterday of the 2017 Law Enforcement Torch Run. The run itself will actually begin, I think, on the 5th of June, which will be out at the Tennessee border, because we have five legs that start, one from the Tennessee border, one coming down the valley, one from Iwo Jima up in northern Virginia, north of where we are now, one from the ocean front, one from the Carolina border. All five will come into Richmond. They'll meet and they'll run into the Robins Stadium at the University of Richmond as a culminating piece of the opening ceremony at our summer games coming up on June the 9th. But all of the law enforcement men and women were there yesterday from all over the state, and these guys that are here both Matt and Daryl and Sheriff Decatur were all there yesterday in the house, and we did the kickoff. We had the governor there with us. We had law enforcement from all over, and we did the announcement of, in the last 12 months, the Law Enforcement Torch Run has done a record amount, $1,302,000 for Special Olympics in the last 12 months. It's really phenomenal. Mm. And, you know, it was really great. You know, Governor McAuliffe, I thought, said it really well yesterday. He was talking about all of the trips that he had taken, all of the economic development that they have been able to do. But one of the reasons that businesses want to come to the state of Virginia is because Virginia is viewed as a safe state. And I thought that was really a wonderful tribute to the law enforcement guys that are here today and all over. And because that's, according to the governor, one of the first things that these people in the, especially in the foreign nations that are going to bring businesses into the Commonwealth of Virginia ask, is it safe to come in? And he thought that we were just an incredibly safe state and had a great reputation as that, and really paid kudos to the law enforcement community yesterday. But 1.3 million in the last 12 months has really been fantastic. And as we talked about Steve Dempsey listening, Steve Dempsey in King George, as we move through the end of 17 and into 18, Steve will be the chair, statewide chairman in 2018 of the Law Enforcement Torch Run. So he was sitting there yesterday. He is sitting with Dave McCoy, who's the chairman this year. Dave is the University of Richmond police chief of the Police Department, University of Richmond. And we announced another record amount, and Steve Dempsey said, well, the pressure's on now. I got to get beyond 1.302. So I can't say enough about how important the law enforcement community is and how engaged they are. They're fantastic, and all we want to do is just engage as many more agencies as we can, as many more offices as we can, and continue to support the great program that these guys have. But these guys in this room are one of the strongest agencies in the state in support of Special Olympics.
Yeah, so it's great to have them here this morning. Rick Jeffrey with Special Olympics Virginia here, along with Tim Doyle, Matt Doyle, First Sergeant Daryl English, and Sheriff Decatur also in the background this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Special Olympics Virginia, our focus this morning. Rick Jeffrey, the president of Special Olympics Virginia here. Tim Doyle with Area 11 here, along with his son Matt, who's an athlete with Special Olympics. And among other things, and First Sergeant Daryl English with the Stafford Sheriff's Office, also here. Daryl, the torch run is coming up. Will that be on the 9th? Is that when it'll come through this area?
Yeah, we'll kick ours off on the 9th around 6 o'clock in the morning from Prince William, and then we'll run it to Falmouth Bridge. And then we'll have all our athletes there, our cadets, Special Star kids, and we'll run across the bridge, and we'll be meeting up and turning the torch over to Fredericksburg at that time.
I've never been able to be there because I'm here usually when you come through in the morning. But boy, the pictures and videos I've seen over the years, it's an impressive event.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have maybe a drone picture this year that we can do.
Oh, yeah.
We happen to do that this year.
So. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Matt, you've run in it. You've done it.
Yes, I did.
A lot.
Yeah.
What's it like for you?
Well, for me, it's for me holding the torch, one with the sheriffs and one with the athletes is the Generations of the Flame, and that's where it's called the Generations of the Flame, and that's how you hold the torch, and you're one of these great law enforcement officers, and it's great for me to do it, so I love running with them every single day when Summer Games comes up, and this year, I'm doing tennis this year in doubles, and it's going to be an exciting week, and it's coming up so far, so I'm so excited.
Yeah. Tim, I'm assuming that you're for the. Have you ever done the torch run, or are you just a you're an observer?
Yeah, I am an observer. I drop Matt off in the morning, and I kind of meet him at the other end at the bridge.
Yeah,
I'm not the running type anymore, but
you usually are lighter fluid guy.
And I run and get lighter fluid for Daryl. I do that too.
Wait, for somebody like you though, Rick mentioned it at the start of the show, and just what a great. Team you've got with Area 11 and the great things you do, boy, it's got to be. It's to we always talk every year about the plunge in Virginia Beach and what a big fundraiser that is, and then you're able to just in a lot you keep that up, but step back and see these programs work and see the athletes like Matt and others participate in these kind of things and in the games. What a great feeling that's got to be.
Well, and that's it. And that's truly what it's all about. I mean, when you see our athletes go out and they train hard and they compete, I mean, that's why we do all that we do, whether it's raising money with the law enforcement torch run or jumping in the Atlantic Ocean in February with the polar plunge. But the bottom line is we do it for the athletes because it's such an important program to them. So, and I'm honored to do that.
Well, and Rick, the torch run itself really is able to – law enforcement highlights their support for Special Olympics. Everybody's got special shirts, and you've got Matt and others running. It's a terrific event.
Well, it's really five pieces of law enforcement. You got the chiefs of, you got the police departments and the Virginia Association of Chiefs of Police. You got the sheriff's offices all over the state, and you got the support of the Virginia Sheriff's Association. You got the Virginia Association of Campus Law Enforcement Administrators, which is VACLEA, which is all the college PDs. We have the Department of Corrections, and we have the regional jail. So you got five pieces that are involved with the Torch Run. You got four great corporate sponsors in SunTrust, Hardee's, Wawa, and Enterprise. So you got great mix of corporate community, great mix of law enforcement. But here, let me just tell you another. This is the kind of thing that the law enforcement Torch Run does. We have a guy that works on our staff up here that is our regional director. It's a guy named Jim Garrett. You may have met Jim Garrett because you've met a lot of the folks on our staff over the years. And Jim had suffered a stroke about a month and a half ago, and a very severe, devastating stroke, and spent about 2 years in ICE, 2 years, 2 months in ICE, 2 weeks, excuse me, in ICU over at Mary Washington, and has made some remarkable recovery in the last couple of weeks. Now in the HealthSouth rehab unit, really getting some good physical therapy to get himself back and recover. But the law enforcement guys are going to do a ceremonial run for him called A Run for Jim Garrett. It's going to be on Friday morning, June the 9th. They're going to run it through Fredericksburg. I'm not 100% sure. They're still kind of working the route out, but it's somewhere from around the Falmouth Bridge up to Walker Grant. It's somewhere in that particular area. And so if you want to go on our website, which is SpecialOlympicsVA.org, www.specialolympicsva.org. You can get a link to the Torch Run website off of there, and it'll have the information about it. And if you want to run in this run for Jim Garrett, because Jim Garrett knows about half of the people in this community. It's been amazing how many people, whether they've been in schools, whether they've been in the community, whether they've been in law enforcement, whether they've been in the local government, how many people that Jim Garrett knows, being a longtime resident of this community, have really supported him. If you want to go, you can set up a web page, and you can actually raise money for the Torch Run. It's going to cost $20 minimum for people to run that want to come and run and support this in honor of Jim Garrett. But you can go on firstgiving.com/torchrunva/runforjimgarrett. And you can get all of that off the website if you're interested. Or you can call our office at 1-800-932-GOLD, 1-800-932-4653. And you can get the information directly from us. But if those people out there who know Jim, who want to support him and want to support the law enforcement Torch Run, I think this is just a great thing that shows the real partnership between the Special Olympics Virginia, not only the law enforcement guys and the athletes and the local programs and our staff. It's all one Special Olympic family here, and we have a lot of stuff going on. We accomplish a lot, but when the chips are down and people are in need, I think most everybody steps up in this Special Olympics family, whichever area of that Special Olympics family they might be in. And we're really appreciative of what the law enforcement folks have done, not only in the way that they've reached out and even gone and visited Jim to this point, but are going to roll in a run for Jim Garrett. So people that want to know that can go to our website or call our 800 number and find out more information about that.
Okay. Again, SpecialOlympicsVA.org, the website, and we'll give all that information before we get out of here. Daryl, the run that will be, or the Torch Run on that will be the 9th, I guess early morning people on Route 1 just need to be aware of that on that Friday, because usually you get it and you go on down to the Falmouth Bridge and pass it off.
We'll put it out. The best thing about it is we're running south, not north, so that most of the traffic that we have is going north, so we don't interfere the traffic that much. And we just do it so early, so I think it's the less – you'll probably do a little traffic jam. We will have probably at the Falmouth intersection, and that's probably going to be around quarter after 8, 8:30 is probably when it's going to happen.
Yeah, so. And it's a great sight, even if you have to wait a few minutes.
And I think everybody stops and honks their horns at us and everything like that, so we don't mess the traffic up too bad.
The summer games then are that weekend, Rick, at the University of Richmond.
Yeah, the summer games are June 9 and 10. For people that want to come down either on the evening of June the 9th, the opening ceremony is in the Robins Stadium. It's a beautiful stadium that was redone about 4 or 5 years ago. It's right there in the Pines on that beautiful campus of University of Richmond. And it'll start about 7:45. We're going to have, of course, local celebrities, local Mark Davis from Channel 12, a sports director there, will be the MC. We'll have a guy who was just a finalist on this season's of The Voice, T-Soul, who is actually in Northumberland, which is not far from here necessarily, out on the Northern Neck.
Yeah.
And he'll be performing. We'll also have some other entertainment. We'll have the law enforcement officers come in. And at the end of that ceremony, just a really, really nice fireworks display. So we're hoping to get a day like it looks like out in now. So we get a very nice day on June the 9th. June 10, all-day competition. We got six sports going on, which are track and field, swimming, tennis, bocce, softball, and bowling. These tournaments this year are qualifiers for next year's USA Games, which will be in Seattle in late June and early July of 2018. And so you got track and field, swimming, tennis, bocce, unified softball team, and they're all going to be working to qualify. We also are going to be piloting part of the pilot program in the high-performance athletes with our, some of our higher-skilled athletes. So we've got 14 young men who are going to be in the 100 meters high performance, and they'll be running semifinal heats at 8:30 on Saturday morning, and then at noon they'll be running a final. The winner advances to the USA Games. This is a national pilot program that we're involved in, and we've also got some high performance qualifier in women's swimming in the 100-yard freestyle. We also have one of your local athletes who will be going to Seattle to these 2018 games. The number one female golfer in the world, Grace Ann Braxton, will be going in the high performance category for golf. And so we got a lot of stuff going on here. We got unified sports going on. You know, there's been great unified sports in your schools going on all spring here. We went to a great Little Feet meet out at Spotsylvania High School about a month ago with all the Spotsylvania folks. We ran into an old friend of ours, Mandy Hester, who is now the principal at Spotsylvania High School. She used to play basketball at the University of Richmond, and she was from Cincinnati, and she would stay in Richmond and lift weights with the football players all summer. She's come out and volunteer at summer games every year. So when we ran into her at the Little Feet meet, it was really kind of a great little reunion, and we're going to work on having the high school champions together model at Spotsylvania High School. But Spotsylvania, Stafford, King George, Caroline, all your local school districts really have some great programming and some great engagement that goes on. I know that when we were snowed out for our original meeting, show that we were going to do with you back in March, Tim was going to have one of his unified teammates on here from his unified basketball program, the unified sports being the integrated inclusive team model with half Special Olympic athletes and half non-disabled teammates. Some really good stuff. So all of that stuff will be on display in those sports at summer games. And then a great celebration on Saturday night in the Robbins Center. You can go to the website, specialolympicsva.org. It's got all, and click on summer games. It's got all the schedules there. Come down and see it, and come down and see the health center. We'll talk a little bit more about the health center as we go through the program.
Yep. Got more to talk about. I want to talk a little bit more about unified sports and summer games and Torch Run. Lots of good stuff here. Special Olympics Virginia, our focus. SpecialOlympicsVA.org, as Rick just mentioned, is the website. Rick Jeffrey, Tim Doyle, Matt Doyle, First Sergeant Daryl English with the Sheriff's Office here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shoup.
We are talking Special Olympics Virginia this morning. Our special guest, Rick Jeffrey from Special Olympics Virginia. Tim Doyle is the Area 11 coordinator around here. Matt Doyle is a Special Olympic athlete and just a great person to spread the word about Special Olympics. First Sergeant Daryl English with the Sheriff's Office here is mightily involved in this. Also behind the scenes, and we're going to talk to him at some point before the next half hour, is Sheriff Decatur. Good to have all of you here as we talk about the summer games coming up June 9th and 10th at U of R. The Torch Run will be the 9th through this area. Rick Jeffrey, one of the things you mentioned just before we took the break about unified sports, and we see that in basketball, and that really is the model now that Special Olympics is going towards.
Well, it's the model for all of our school engagement. We have school engagement going on all over the state. We have an elementary model called the Little Feet model, which we actually had probably 7 or 8 U.S. programs and the Canadian program that came in and spent about 3 days with us for seminars on the Little Feet model and how we run that and how we set that up. And Val Ronford from our staff really honchos that. And then we took them out to a Little Feet meet, which was in the west end of Richmond. But the Little Feet model is a recreational model where you've got Special Olympic athletes and non-disabled teammates who work at the elementary school level for 2 or 3 months on. And it's mostly – it's a kind of a big field day type of event, Ted. That you got some traditional Special Olympic type events, short sprints, throwing events, jumping events, but you've got a lot of things like hitting ball off a tee, obstacle course, running events, moving through cones, and things that promote movement, promote motion, promote exercise, promote fitness in young people. And we had an interesting experience. We had a Little Feet meet recently. And there was a reporter there for a local paper covering it. And he said to me, how do you measure the impact of this unified sports? How do you measure the impact of the unified model? And I said, well, statistically, it's pretty easy. I said, you got, 160 Special Olympic athletes here. You got 160 non-disabled teammates. You got about 200 high school kids who are volunteering. So statistically, the impact is easy. But the real impact is qualitative, and that is how much do each of the disabled and non-disabled populations affect each other with the inclusive model in the relationship building. And I said, you'll have to talk to some of the folks that are here today and see if you can figure that out yourself. So the next day, his article was in the paper, and he talked about the fact that he had found a mother. And the mother he started to interview, he thought the mother was a Special Olympic parent, mother of a Special Olympic parent. The mother was of a unified teammate. Huh. And he realized that as he was interviewing her. And she said, it's been a great experience for Colin, which is her son, the non-disabled teammate. She said, he has been working with Daniel, the Special Olympic athlete, for the last 3 months. And he was a little nervous about it at first because he knew Daniel was different than him. But he found out as he worked with him that Daniel wasn't that much different and could really do everything that he could. And Colin really enjoyed working with him so much that now that the Little Feet meet is over, he really wants to work with him now in reading and math. Now, that was the real impact qualitatively of the experience. The young man now not only wants to work with him in the physical activities of the sport activities of the Little Feet meet, he wants to meaningfully include him in his life and work with him almost in the academic area. So the reporter, I called the reporter the next day and he said, I know why you're calling me. He said, I got it. He said, I talked to that mother and the qualitative impact came out when she said her son now wanted to help the guy in other ways. Now, that goes back to talking about the same experience that the sheriff's deputies
just
had
say,
and with the Special
thing.
Star Force, said where Steve Carey and Daryl English will say, it's really great impact on the Special Olympic athlete, but I'm getting a lot out of it too, and now we want to include them in other things that we do. So again, the whole point of the unified sport model is social inclusion and relationship building. So you got the Big Feet model in the middle schools. You got the Champions Together, which is a little bit more interscholastic sport model at the high school level that we're doing in conjunction with the Virginia High School League. But it's all really, really cool stuff. We had a bunch of teams that were competing in the Virginia High School League, ran regional meets for us this year in the high school model of Champions Together. So it's very, very cool stuff. And it's all unified and it's all based on, building the relationship between each other. But, the school administrators tell us that is the same thing that the sheriff's office tells us. As much good as we're doing for the Special Olympic athlete, it's doing more for the non-disabled teammates in the school because it's building an inclusive school climate where now, 90% of the kids who are involved in unified sports know they have a better understanding of the population. They're more likely to include them in their lives. And the Special Olympic athletes say, hey, at last, we're part of the school. Their parents say, my child's part of the school. He now eats with the non-disabled kids, whereas earlier he was eating over here at this particular table by himself. So it's been a really good – it's different school to school and place to place. But the overriding fact is that the relationship building and the social inclusion is really, really a great thing. And the school people tell us it's actually better in your model than it is in the classroom because – relationship building and social inclusion is based on communication and based on dialogue back and forth and doing things together. And the playing field is actually a little bit more conducive to that than the classroom.
Tim Doyle, this brings to mind, if people want to get involved in Special Olympics around here, I know you're always looking for volunteers and people to help and to be financial supporters, but just to volunteer with Area 11.
Yes, we're always in need of volunteers, and I could put a volunteer to work today if they called me. But to get that information, you can go to Special Olympics Virginia's website. It's www.specialolympicsva.org, and you search for a local program on there, and my contact information is on that website.
So in Area 11, I mean, you're involved in all kinds of sports, whether it's basketball. Matt mentioned he's in tennis, all kinds of sports and opportunities around here to do.
Yeah, we have some very active area, I guess you could say. This year's delegation for Summer Games alone, we're bringing in a 140 person delegation down to the University of Richmond to compete at Summer Games in I think five of the six sports. The only thing we don't have is a bocce program here locally. But yeah, it's a very active program and lots of work to do for volunteers and also athletes that are interested in participating are always welcome.
Well, and Rick talked about you don't have to even be you can get involved in this and really be helped. You don't have to even necessarily have a Special Olympic athlete in your household. It's whether you do or not, you're going to be a help in this, and you're going to be impacted.
Oh, many of our volunteers don't have any Special Olympics athlete in their household. A lot of them will tell you they had a friend in high school or someone that influenced them to volunteer with Special Olympics. But occasionally we get volunteers that just want to do some community service, and once they come out and interact with our athletes, they get hooked, and they just like most of our volunteers. And then kind of Special Olympics consumes your life after that. So, and that's a good thing.
Now, it's all year round. You're doing things. I used to only think that Special Olympics is just basketball.
No, yeah.
But boy, it's all year round.
Many seasons. Summertime we're a little slow, and that's more just because it's very hot out and there's not a lot you can do outdoors. But you know, right after Summer Games, we take a break for a few weeks. Still run bowling throughout the summer, and then in August we kick off all our fall sports. So. Lots of work to do for volunteers, and we're always welcoming new athletes as well.
Rick, you mentioned part of the Summer Games, and this is a great thing that is done, the medical side of things and what you're able to – the medical helps, whether it's eyes or teeth or just – this is a great component of what you're going to be doing at U of R.
It is, and before we get to that, let me just – reiterate one thing Tim said. Folks that are in this local area that want to volunteer for Special Olympics, you have an opportunity to volunteer Area 11, whether you volunteer through fundraising, whether you volunteer and coach, whether you volunteer through the program, you get a chance to volunteer with really one of the best, one of the most engaged and organized Special Olympic programs in his state. And it's a great experience for people to come out here and really volunteer in the Fredericksburg area. But with regard to the health initiatives, you know, it's really about, and we've talked about three of these things this morning. It's really about sport, health, education, and community. And the sports is a lot about the unified sport movement, the education, a lot about the school programs, the community, a lot about the community engagement with things like the Torch Run or the community engagement that Tim has done here in Fredericksburg with the Polar Plunge effort. But the health effort is something that most people don't really realize. That most people are thinking, and not every athlete is as lucky as Matt Doyle, where he's got parents that are making sure he's got health care, parents that are looking after him. If you're a lot of our athletes are very marginalized in every aspect of their life, whether it be education, whether it be health care, whether it be housing, whether it be transportation. And, you know, Medicare, Medicaid does not cover you, especially in dental, beyond the age of 21. And so we're attacking some of those life improvement areas with health care. We at the Summer Games will have an entire dental center. We'll have 15 dental chairs that are set up. We'll have about 50 local dentists that are there working in the half-day shifts that will be manning those dental chairs. We will do extractions. We'll do cavities being filled. We have athletes that come in there that haven't been to the dentist in 15 or 20 years. And we had a young man come in last year from Chesapeake named Stephen Blunt. who had periodontal infection so bad, the dentist would not let him go back out on the track for his afternoon events because the combination of high heat on the track and his temperature from the periodontal infection could cause cardiac arrest. And they kept him in the dental chair and worked on him for 5 hours and then got him a dentist to see in Chesapeake when he went back to be able to clear up his periodontal infection because tooth decay is a precursor to diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and a number of other difficulties. And, you know, so 64% of our athletes either need glasses or new ones. 37% have some preventable form of tooth decay. 27% couldn't pass a hearing test. And so we address all of those deficiencies in our health center. We have an audiology center. You can get a hearing aid if you need it. We have an optometry center. You get an eye exam and a pair of glasses ground for you on the spot. And I think Matt has actually done this, hasn't he? Matt, yes. Matt's got a pair of glasses right here that were done for him at the Optometry Center at Summer Games. We have a group called National Optronics that brings these great laser glass-cutting machines down to Summer Games. And then, of course, we have the dental center, where in the dental center alone, we'll do $40,000 worth of dental work in one day. And this is the great thing. People say to me, Summer Games is supposed to be fun. You bringing these people in, putting them in the dentist chair and drilling on their teeth. And we say, when a girl comes up to you at the dance, at the celebration on Saturday night, and says, you know, it's the first time in 10 years that my mouth is not hurt. That's a significant life improvement. And we get those stories all the time. So, you know, everybody can come in there and see the health center, and you can certainly contribute, like just like you contribute to the Torch Run, you can contribute to that health center. We have a scholarship fund. We're bringing athletes in now for the health center, just like we bring them in to run track or play softball or play tennis or bowl. We're bringing in to go to the health center just as an experience at Summer Games.
Summer Games, June 9 and 10 at U of R. You ought to, if you're nearby or you've got some free time, go down and check it out. SpecialOlympicsVA.org, the website for all of this that we are talking about. Rick Jeffrey here, Tim Doyle here, Matt Doyle, First Sergeant Daryl English, and Sheriff Decatur here also. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
This has been a fantastic show. It's always great to talk Special Olympics Virginia, and especially with all of these folks. Rick Jeffrey, the Special Olympics Virginia president here. Tim Doyle's the Area 11 coordinator. Really, if you this is something you should think about volunteering for, getting involved in financially, and you can go to the Special Olympics VA.org website, and Area 11 is the region around here. Matt Doyle is here, a Special Olympics athlete for Sergeant Daryl English with the Stafford Sheriff's Office here. Also, Sheriff Decatur is here, and we can't have the sheriff sitting in the room and not say anything to you. Pull that mic over by you, Sheriff, for a second. Thank you to you for what you've carried on, what Sheriff Jett did. I mean, you've been involved. You and Daryl mentioned a few minutes ago, you and Matt at a lot of events are inseparable. I mean, you guys are the Lone Ranger and Tonto together.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you that it's been part of the Stafford Sheriff's Office culture and history with Special Olympics. And as you mentioned, with Sheriff Williams and then Sheriff Jett, it's been such a big part of our department, and it's never felt like an obligation. It's always felt like an opportunity for us. And there's been quite a bit mentioned earlier about the impact that the athletes have on us. And I can tell you as a person, we're so overwhelmed with negativity. If you turn on the TV or read the newspaper, there's a lot of negativity out there in the world right now, and we're inundated with it. But if you want to be a part, and it sounds like a cliche, but if you want to be a part of something much bigger than yourself and you want purpose in your life, the Special Olympics is the way to go. It's almost like being self-medicated. If you're feeling a little depression or you're feeling a little down, you get involved and you're going to feel better about yourself, because even though you're giving and volunteering and being a part of something, you're receiving much more than you're giving. And that's how I feel about it. So we're very blessed to be a part of it. And I'm such a very small part compared to the men in the room here today.
Well, I'll tell you what, the way you all, the relationship you and Daryl have with Matt is just, and I see that with other Special Olympians in Stafford County, it's really something to see.
Well, Matthew is a rock star in our eyes. I mean, he's a VIP, and he is an incredible ambassador, not just for Special Olympics, but for law enforcement, and in helping people understand. He always has good words of wisdom and encouragement for Special Olympics. And we'll go out to events like National Night Out, and he'll grab the microphone, and he'll inspire many people, and he continues to do that. So he's very important to us, and, of course, he's very important to Special Olympics.
A couple of years ago when Tim Doyle wasn't able to make a show and Daryl was coming, Daryl just said, I'll pick him up, swung on by. I mean, that's how close you all are. Matt, I know the sheriff and Daryl especially, they mean a lot to you.
Yeah, they're part of my family as well, like Jim Garrett is. I'm so excited this year that I'm doing tennis this year for Summer Games. This is like my third time competing. I am more excited to do the law enforcement torch one. I'm now the new member of the law enforcement torch one throughout the state of Virginia Council for the torch one.
Super.
So we discuss all kinds of fundraisers like tip the cops and polar plunges and everything. So this is a great event. So Summer Games is going to be a great event for all of us. And I think Rick is going to give you a full schedule of our events and times. So the website is, if you want to volunteer for it, it's the volunteer2cheer.com, and you can come out and volunteer and see what these great sports venues out there for Summer Games this week at the University of Richmond.
Yep, it's June 9 and 10, and Rick, you have some of the schedule there for people.
Yeah, so you got the opening ceremony at Robins Stadium on the campus at the University of Richmond, 7:45 Friday night, June 9. And you've got competition that actually starts at 1 p.m. in swimming, softball, bowling, tennis, and track and field on Friday afternoon. So you got a lot going on out there on Friday afternoon also. And then all day Saturday with events beginning at 8 a.m. Go to our website, SpecialOlympicsVA.org. It's got the whole schedule on there. Again, qualifiers for the USA Games. But, you know, it's just a pleasure to sit in the room with these four guys, Ted, because you got really, really great, terrific athlete, rock star, as David Decatur described him, Matt Doyle. Our athletes are really the stars in this program.
Yeah.
The real heroes in this program, though, are our parents, and you got one of them that's as heroic as anybody, Tim Doyle, in this room. They have other kids that are not disabled. They know both sides of the coin, and it's a 24/7 caretaker job. You wear a lot of hats as a special big parent. Nobody wears them better than Tim Doyle. If everybody in Special Olympics was as cool as Matt Doyle and as effective as Tim Doyle and as passionate as Sheriff Decatur and Sergeant English, it would be a great, great world out there for everybody. So we really appreciate the passion that all these people do to support the local program and to support the law enforcement torch run movement. We are just lucky, and I get told this by my compadres in a nonprofit community around all over the state. How did you get this fantastic relationship with law enforcement? We're just very, very lucky. And, you know, David Decatur said it best. You know, they're surrounded, I'm sure, by a world of negativity out there. They're in a job where you can only please about half the house in any time that you go out to make any kind of a call. But, you know, people see the protection part of law enforcement, but not always the service. And if Muhammad Ali said that service is the rent that you pay for your space here on Earth, then as far as us at Special Olympics are concerned, the law enforcement community has paid their rent in full. So I appreciate all that all of these guys do. Yeah. Matt as an athlete, Tim as a parent and as a volunteer, and these two great law enforcement volunteers, David Decatur and Daryl English. It's just fun for me to get up every day and come in and listen to these guys talk about how passionate they are about this program. So I appreciate you having us on, and I appreciate the work that all four of these guys do every day for us.
Yeah, it's a chance to have you all here, all of you. Thank you for what you do. And, boy, to see especially Daryl, you and the sheriff and the relationship you have with Matt and others in Special Olympics. Thank you. SpecialOlympicsVA.org is the website to find out about all this. June 9 and 10 is Summer Games at U of R. Rick Jeffrey, Tim Doyle, Matt Doyle, First Sergeant Daryl English, Sheriff Decatur, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
That is it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.